Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, hope you're having a good afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello.
That was cute.
It was all right. It's like if you're like a little baby. But anyways,
baby.
So we've had, I don't know about you, Hero, but I know Omar and Dario were bugging us last week because they were like, where was the episode? Where was the episode? And yeah. Yes, they sound just like that. You should hear them on the episode that we're on. Well, to answer not only their question, but possibly everybody else's question, simple answer. We just had a moment of where work didn't really help us out with time management. And we were like, well, it's Easter coming up this weekend. We're like, you know what? Let's just take the week off.
Let people enjoy them off of us.
And we're going to be like, you know, let's go ahead and take this time to like, you know, promote our stuff, make clips, you know, get that going. And then nothing really happened. We didn't. And it's okay because, I mean, as you can tell, we've been doing our best to come on here every week. And we love it. We really love it.
We do this for free, so it's kind of hard to.
Yeah. But anyway, for today's episode, Tweety is going to take over. Take it away, Tweety. No, I was kidding.
I don't know what the
fuck. No, I was kidding. No, we are.
I was taking over.
I was going through. Guy. No, I was going through like our old episodes, and I realized that we haven't done the next part to our "Would You Rather." And
would
I was like, "Bro,
would you rather do a Would You Rather or would you?"
No, and I was like, "We have prolonged the part two for so long because we recently did a part two to what the Am I the Asshole?"
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was like, "Bro, we haven't done Would You Rather." So I was like, "What better way to do?" I think Tweety, you weren't even here for that one, were you? Or were you here?
Oh, the very first one?
Yeah, the very first one.
I don't
one.
Think so.
No, yeah. So I think it was just me and you that were doing it.
We'll post if I was here or not.
All right. Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and start with Would You Rather questions, okay? It's going to be a part two to our shebang.
I picked Tweety.
All right. I wouldn't pick Tweety because, you know, he eats too much. No, I was kidding. All right. So I'm just going to ask the both of y'all. And then, of course, I'm going to answer myself. But for the first one, we'll start off nice and simple. Like, you do my, would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with your worst enemy or in a horror movie for the rest of your life with your best friend, with your bestie?
A well, horror movie.
Hero wouldn't pick me, though, because we're not besties.
I was like, who the right hell here, is Hero going to pick?
I know, right? Who would you pick as your bestie since, obviously, we're not your besties?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a trick question, but no, you're my bestie.
God. You're my bestie.
I gave you a chance of redemption. And you didn't fucking take it.
Y'all are my besties.
No,
y'all
we're
just,
not. Stop.
Like again, y'all. We're in the same room. I'm like below y'all.
Okay, well, hear me out.
Not literally, but you know.
What if we're in the living room? He's in the restroom. Are we besties?
Yeah, we're besties for however long it takes.
I'll take it.
25 right. minutes. Your timing.
No, I was just my bestie because that'd be kind of fun. We'd be like, you fucking dumbass, fall on the floor. The fucking
no, yeah. I mean, just being with someone you don't like. It's like, yeah, you're in a bad situation. In the
but would that
movie.
Make you fall in love with him?
Maybe, but...
But who's but they have to sit down and think about like who your worst enemy is.
Yeah.
Myself.
Stop. That's called masturbation. But like, you know what I mean? I don't think... I don't know who my one single enemy would be.
I don't hate anyone like that.
I mean, I guess I can hate Selena Gomez. But I mean, other than that, like, I don't think anything else.
Maybe some people from work.
Oof.
If anything.
Ooh, like you and...
But will they be turned into like a girl version?
No, they're going to be the same sex.
So he's going to be gay?
Then definitely not. Nah, yeah, I'll just pick the horror boy, the best friend.
Okay, I like that one too. That was more fun. Okay, so next one. Would you rather always feel hungry or always feel tired? I think I would want to always feel tired. Because I feel like feeling hungry is like so like it's a nuisance, like it's
I'm
so
very
annoying.
Right now.
Really, because I'm very tired. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I was kidding. No, but you know what I mean, I feel like it's annoying to always feel hungry. Cause like whenever you feel tired, like something can always wake you up, you know. But like to feel hungry, you always have to feel like you have to eat.
Well, no, because you would always
gain,
be feeling
and that would
tired.
Gain weight.
So
I would rather feel hungry because I like to eat. Look at me.
Can tell.
but for real though, like you're
yeah because you're
I feel
tired,
like it's more
like,
manageable
yeah it's more
you're
manageable
always tired, clearly. It's like
clearly it's manageable
I don't think you're managing
well, maybe because
right.
You're skinny and you're over here big body.
No that's not true because I even if I have lost weight I always feel hungry and I hate it
but how would you go to the gym if you're always tired
that's true
because I've gone to the gym when I'm always tired when I've been tired. Going to the gym when you're tired, I think, is the most effective. because you're working twice as hard, in my opinion. But then when you get through it, when you're tired, it's like, man, I can do this shit.
Like, I wouldn't even be able to do it. Like, I'll be too tired. I'll call in way more than I already do.
He already called in, like, four times just because, like, I don't feel like going.
What's wrong with that? I use my PTO.
No, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying, like, if you were always tired,
then exactly, it'd be 10 times worse if I'm always tired.
But then you will always be eating, though.
I hope Ruben doesn't watch this.
I mean, you can always just ignore it. You can ignore it. Since I've been cutting back on calories, like...
I'm ignoring my hunger right now.
It's like you're cutting, man.
Mm. I'm trying to figure out what the word cutting means to me. I think cutting means different than
I yesterday. I did bad though because I had a Wendy's burger sandwich. So
Had one on Friday. I mean on Thursday.
No, that was a burger.
Yeah,
but
you have papitas and
coquitas. No, I just ate the burger by itself.
No, you didn't. And you had nuggets.
And I had yogurt.
And you had nuggets. You did, because I took three pieces and you had the rest of the seven. You fucking fat ass.
Damn.
I didn't take four.
Yeah.
I took three. I don't take more than four. Cause you know why? It's a Happy Meal. I'm not happy, right?
Oh, Hero.
Yeah, Hero took one of them.
Hero took like two.
A nuggie?
Yeah, a nuggie. Okay. Last question on it. We're getting on topic here with two of these fucking nuggies. Fat ass. All right. Would you rather have to use shrimp-flavored toothpaste or deodorant that smells like cheese? Cottage cheese, to be exact.
It's gotta be the toothpaste.
What?
I mean, that wouldn't be too bad, honestly.
Because deodorant, you'll smell like your deodorant.
It's like tasting it, so your breath wouldn't be shrimpy, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay, then never mind. Yeah, I want
your breath doesn't stay minty the whole time. So
yeah, that is
eventually
true.
Eventually, it'll wear off.
Because your deodorant, like, you'll smell like your deodorant
for 48 hours.
Sometimes 72 hours.
Sometimes depending on the recipe.
Stop.
But that'd be so pointless to use that.
What, the cheese?
The deodorant, yeah.
What if it was like the only deodorant you had to use?
Because you use deodorant to smell good or your pits not to smell bad. And you brush your teeth because you need to brush your teeth.
Either way, your pits will smell like cheese.
But sometimes cheese smell good though. You know?
To eat, not to freaking have in your armpits.
But, like, you wouldn't be fascinated by someone that smells like cheese? I'd be like, dude, you smell like cheese.
It doesn't smell like cheese, though.
What if it was like pepper jack cheese?
Didn't it say cottage cheese?
No, I made that up.
Oh.
It's just generic, in general, cheese. It didn't specify, like, what kind of cheese.
Nah, cheese doesn't have, like, the most pleasant smell. You think some cheeses.
What about fake cheese?
Oh, that one.
I think most cheeses smell weird.
It's cheese, yeah. Multiple cheeses or cheese eye?
Cheese eyes.
Yeah. You don't think so? I don't know. I think, yeah, I say but
shrimp toothpaste.
I agree with the shrimp toothpaste, though. Yeah. Nice shrimp toothpaste.
Even though that's very nasty.
Okay. Would you rather
you can also not brush it.
Hey, I'm trying to fucking talk here. Okay, remember the comment from last time? This comment right here because of you.
We'll play this clip right here.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Remember the comment?
Our fans your podcast doesn't work if you're that fat ass keeps interrupting the skinny guy. That's what it said.
Yeah, basically.
Sorry, I wasn't talking.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he was talking to him.
Yeah, and you're like, actually? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I found it. Okay. Would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
With the same mindset? No, I don't know.
No, you can't add stuff to it. It's just you have to answer it the way it is.
You just go back and that's your stock.
No, I would rather be an adult. As much as it's fun to be a kid, I think. The independence is what's...
But if you're a kid, you wouldn't really care about independence, no?
Honestly, the adult side ain't it, so I'm just going to be a kid again.
Yeah, because, like, think about it. For the most part,
it fucking sucks.
You don't have to pay any bills, no groceries.
Even if you just live in an orphanage, it'll be pretty chill.
Yeah, like, I think I'd rather be a kid because I think everything will be, like, given to me.
And doesn't mean, like, you can't do anything either.
Yeah. You know, like you can still be a kid and like drive, you know, kind of. But I mean, illegally, Hero, you can drive illegally as a kid. And I think overall, I think if, like, for example, like if I want to go buy food, I'd be like, oh, can you either make me food or buy me food, mom? You know?
Mm.
And then.
Well, that doesn't mean like your parents live forever. So, no, like, eventually you have to be homeless.
So you'd be a timeless kid.
Yeah.
Well, except for the rest of your life. So you can just die and that's it. Once your parents die, you know, like go big or go home.
So it'll be 80 years a kid, about?
You could be, yeah. Your life is depending on you. So if you want to be a kid for 20 years and then you can do it. I'm not recommending that. Don't do that. I was just kidding. So I'm just saying, like, in this situation, you could
if you wanted to. I'm going to pick an adult.
But see, I had to deal with having long hour calls about electricity.
You wouldn't have to worry about electricity at all.
That is true. Oh, shit. That is true.
I'd just rather have the power in my own hands.
Like, what kind of power are you talking about?
To do things.
Okay.
As if, like, talking as about a, sexually? As
that too. I mean, you can't have sex.
I mean, you can. You'd be dry that, blanking. You'd be dry blanking. And no kids to worry about. Damn, because you're a kid. Who am I going to have sex with? Another kid?
Yeah. That's, see how weird it gets?
Well.
You could work at Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
People are traumatized by that. And you're making it a sick joke.
Yeah, don't clip that.
It was funny, though. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God. I'm fucking tweeting you. Iggy Boy Nickelodeon. That is definitely going to be. You know what? I'm going to tag Dash Hider right now. Oh, my God. Freaking episode.
Hashtag then.
Would you have worked with this kid? It's just a picture.
I think he would.
Honestly, I'm seeing a benefit. Honestly, hero.
A being Nickelodeon?
No. Of being an adult. No, like normal. Wait, so you would be born an adult, actually? You'd probably like kill your mom during birth. Is it too big?
All right, last question. This is too much. Would you rather have a horizontal butt crack or a vertical mouth?
Both of them are bad.
But imagine running up the stairs.
What do you mean?
With the horizontal the cheeks? Like, no, like you're running and your cheeks will be like this.
I rather have a horizontal butt crack.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then plus, whenever you're pooping, I'll make like a little CD. Like, well, it'll be like a flat splash.
You can probably see it though.
Okay, like if you're
with
wearing
that dong?
Oh, but what about pants? You have to have custom pants because the butt crack is vertical. But to the seam.
It doesn't go.
But to the seam.
You can wear skirts?
Huh? Oh my God. But no, but ew.
Could you still have a horizontal butt crack with regular butt cheeks though?
No. Well, if you're like sideways, maybe.
Your cheeks would just be like this in the pants. I would just wear really loose shorts.
Really loose?
Really loose shorts.
I think a vertical mouth would be kind of weird. Like the way... But could you eat a taco correctly?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Without turning your head.
That like changed your whole mindset. I want the vertical mouth.
I would have to see how it looks closed.
What she said.
Wait, which one?
The mouth.
I think I'm just in butt crack anyways.
I would say that I was just never butt crack.
Like turn around.
Turn around.
Just
fucking.
How would you squat? Would you squat like?
This is still normal, hero.
But
your knees are not fucked up.
I know, but like your cheeks wouldn't.
Your placement on the toilet would be different.
Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, it would be weird.
Your butt cheeks will fit in like the hole.
Or you can just sit sideways.
Wait, oh, but yeah. Well, would your butthole change if it was horizontal?
And you have to wipe like this.
No, it's just a circle.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Or get the towel and go like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Get like a long wipe. You're like, yeah, like that. That's why they made a towel so you can fucking do shit like that all the time.
I don't know. I think
overall,
having a Picasso mouth is too much.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna stick with the ass.
Yeah.
I like that.
Stick with your ass.
Okay, next question. Would you rather have to pay for everything in pennies or have to use a pogo stick as your only method of transportation? This includes walking. And if you want to get out of the couch to get a bag of chips, you have to pogo there. So it's a little bit more specific. So even walking and going around your house and the pogo stick are always paying in pennies.
I would choose the pennies.
Really? Is walking count as transportation, though?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, he said it right here, that walking will count as transportation.
It's kind of dumb.
But your mama.
Yeah, I'm picking pennies. Pogo's but like, too inconvenient.
But, like, imagine you have to buy a car, and you have to pay in pennies.
It's because you can put the little things on them.
Yeah, but for a car, hero?
I mean,
for
it's very heavy.
Or if you want to buy a house, you can only use pennies, hero.
You don't even buy a house with you can still cash, get a loan. Though.
I mean, you should, but.
What did you say?
It's anything that you would make a cash purchase with, no?
Well, that's,
or is that cheating the system?
Cause that could be anything. Well, because technically you can pay for a car cash, and you can pay for a house too if you're rich enough.
But he would just make the payments in the pennies.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the fact that, because he's saying that the
Polo is too inconvenient.
So you're either just paying pennies?
I mean, because pennies, like, you just carry a forklift around.
But.
Because it would be heavy to buy a car or a house.
Well, yeah.
Like, you couldn't.
But even if you go, but even going to the store is a hassle to pay in pennies.
But what if you just use your debit card?
You can't. No, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's all pennies in your account.
It's because I was going to say things you can only use cash with, but you can really use cash with anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So never mind.
Even for sex.
Not some food trucks.
I think you're not getting a food truck.
No, yeah, it's really hard to not pick the pennies.
All right, I'll pick the
pennies. The pogo stick is very.
Unless I can modify the pogo stick, but I doubt I can, so.
Yeah, I'm going to bust my ass half the time.
It doesn't mean you're going to have endless pennies, so you're just going to be broke.
No, but I mean, like, think of your paycheck is going to you as pennies. That's where you're going to be spending your money.
They're paying me in money. I have to pay in pennies.
But that's all. So, your paycheck is your pennies.
It's still direct deposit.
No, mom is. But when you go pay for something to eat, this is why you're adopted. All right, next question. Would you rather be able to have sex and never orgasm, or be able to have orgasms but never have sex? In the past, asking this, men and women both seem to have different answers on this one. Mm. All right. So would you rather basically, what did I say? Oh, yeah, have sex but never orgasm, or be able to have orgasms but never have sex? I'm assuming that falls to like self pleasure though, right? Is that like you can still?
That's
like,
the only way.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I think for a man,
I'm fine without. Honestly,
I am fine without orgasming. Because you can still have sex and it feels good. You just won't climax.
The best part is.
And not to be fucked up or not to be mean or anything, but it is harder for. Not harder. I mean, for it takes longer for women.
To climax.
Yeah. Right? Is that like the thing that's been going around? Like women naturally take longer to climax?
I don't think it's been going around. I think that's just how it is.
Well, I'm not talking about like a fucking disease. I'm just saying like
I think it just depends like on the girl. Just like on.
Because I think a PP is more sensitive than a.
Well, the thing is that women can have multiple orgasms. Whereas a guy, like if you come, like that's it.
Right.
You're done for a few minutes.
Well,
if you're like strong like yours, hero, then I mean. You can literally go down the line and be like, hero's dick's going to like multiple women. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Like,
and you right there?
But no, yeah, I'd rather
and
not.
You right there?
Oh my God.
Can you not do that to my mom's pillow?
Oh my God, it's wet. It's the dark and kind of low. No, I'd rather not. I'd rather not.
Or rather do it to your mom.
Oh my God.
Anyways, would you rather fuck a goat and no one knows what happened, or everyone thinks you fucked a goat, but you didn't actually fuck it?
The second one.
Yeah, it makes more sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would I fuck a goat?
What was the first one?
Like, would you rather fuck a goat and no one knows it? Or, like, no one knows it happened? Or everyone thinks you fucked a goat, but it never happened?
Second one, probably.
Oh, I was about to say yes to what? I was like, you'd rather fuck a goat?
No, I just...
I could see it.
Unless the goat is Tom Brady. No, I was kidding.
God.
The truth only matters to me.
Okay.
You know?
So, like, elaborate on that.
Like, it matters what I did and what I think of myself. Like, if everyone thinks that I did it with a goat, then, like, that's on them. Like, I know the truth.
But for the rest of your life, they're going to be like, man, here's a fucking sick-ass pig. Or I guess sick-ass goat. No, I was kidding. Because, you know, you...
Like, there was in the
they're
Taliban.
Either going to have to... Like, if it's my partner, they're going to have to live with that. They think that I did that. Or they're going to have to trust me that I didn't.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't trust you.
Well, you said it. I know, right?
Like, can you still be with me even though you think I did that? And then that's up to them.
Okay. I like that answer. I think it's a very
good
answer.
It's just leaving it up to them. Like, I didn't do it, but you're not going to believe me, so it's up to you. Are you going to be with a guy who everyone thinks he fucked a goat? Like, that's on you. Not on me anymore. Like, I know...
That you didn't
what I did, yeah.
Right. Okay. I like that. I
would you have anything to lose?
Oh my God. Anyways, next question, Yone. Would you rather be a virgin forever or have sex with your brother/sister one time?
A virgin?
Dude, you're so nasty.
Oh, ew. I've always considered Oscar my brother.
Dumb.
That was
He like my sister look kind of thick anyway.
Would you this is Hero actually. Would you rather have uncontrollable gas at work for the rest of your life or uncontrollable gas on every first date for the rest of your life?
The work. Work's fine. I can fart all day. I don't care.
I know you
he
do.
Does fart all day.
You and Bobby fart all over the place and don't even care.
Bobby farts.
You and Bobby have the same bowel movement. They all fart together and it fuses to one mega fart. It's like smells like so bad. Dude, like.
Anyway.
It's like with women in the menstrual cycle.
But at least you don't fuck your sister.
At least I didn't fuck my sister, dude.
Oh my god. It's just a fucking joke.
Nah. I see you hard as fuck right now, Brickton. I think I'm gonna lie anyway, so.
He's like the pillow. Like.
I know, right? Would you rather have your body found on a pile of sex toys or on your sister? No, I was kidding. Oh. Or on a pile of drugs? I would say drugs, because people would be like, dang, he's a badass. Fucking doing those. No, I was kidding.
The sex seems more humiliating.
Yeah, like imagine like you pass out with your mouth and they're like. Would you rather have a time machine that only goes back in time or a time machine that only goes forward in time?
Back.
Yeah, back.
But they never come back forward.
That's fine.
You can live it. Go like, back next week, live last week again. I mean, go back.
I think it's a lot better to fix mistakes than to skip.
Oh, so you're thinking like short term past?
Yeah.
You're thinking like last month. I'll go last month.
I mean, if the biggest
either way,
you can go back in time and find the dodo person.
Oh my god!
Am I right?
I would focus on the Letterman.
Why'd you have to do the hand sign?
I couldn't find the word. I wanted y'all to visually see what I meant.
All right, so this will be the last one because you're too much.
I'm too much.
Would you rather have unlimited love or unlimited money?
Unlimited love.
Sexual love. No, I was kidding.
Gay love.
Money.
Well, when it says unlimited, what does that mean exactly? When it comes to love part? Like, is that infinite love for someone or for some people? Or is it just like...
I guess, yeah, from people. Like, you're always going to have love from someone.
I could deal with haters, honestly.
I mean, I have the love right now.
But is it infinite?
All love is never unlimited, so... I say money.
All right, that's going to be it for our episode today. I hope you enjoyed Hero's dildo, Hero dating experience, and Tweety and his sister. It was a crazy episode near the end, but I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you guys next week. But before we go, we're going to go ahead and have myself do the song of the week.
When the fuck is my turn? It has been a while.
Well, yeah, it's been a while for me, too.
Because whenever it's y'all's turn, it's always like the guest that goes.
Okay.
And I just always skip over y'all because I'm, I don't know. And I haven't had it in a long while either, so I don't want to hear it. But it's going to be Drown by Justin Timberlake. So I hope you enjoy that song and the Song of the Week playlist. Hope you have a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today. Deuces.
Bye. Sorry, I just remembered something. And what? I think it was you. You played a prank on me.
A dodo?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
I found it.
Where? Did you use it?
No.
Oh.
Was that you for real?
What?
The blue dildo?
The one I got you for your birthday. Or was it a present?
That was Dario.
No, I got you a present. It was a dildo, remember?
When did you put it in my Letterman jacket?
On your jacket?
Yes.
No, I didn't put it in your jacket. I gave it to you in a bag as a gift, and all this is for you and your girlfriend at the time to share it. And you're like, "Oh, what is it?" And
then
you
but it was a dildo.
It what? No. No. Mine was. It was a vibrator.
No. I'm talking about a dildo.
No, but I'm telling you that my prank gift to you was a vibrator.
I only remember the vibrator.
So. Yeah. So the dildo probably wasn't me then. Probably. I missed.
Well, I was cleaning out my closet.
Okay.
And I put on my Letterman. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Let's see if my stuff fits on me." It doesn't. And then I put my hands in the pocket and I was like, and I take out a fucking dildo. A blue dildo.
Where's your coat at?
It's at my house.
No shit, bitch. But like, where in your house?
In my room.
Which one?
The back room.
What the?
Could it be? No.
Hero, then why? Oh, well, it's not David's.
Wouldn't have put it there. This was a joke. This was you or Dario or someone.
No, why would it be Dario?
I don't know.
I think it was probably Peele.
How would it be me, though?
I don't know.
First of all,
How long has that shit been in there, though?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Dude, it used to be in the middle closet in my house.
Okay.
And it was there for years, and then we moved to the back.
Yeah.
What do you mean the middle closet?
The middle closet in my house, in the hallway.
I'm trying to picture it.
Anyway, sorry, we're getting off track.
No, this is very important.
No, yeah, I don't know who did that.
Are you sure, like, no one, like, in your family was using it? And then, like, oh, shit, I gotta hide this from someone, so they put it in your closet, knowing that you wouldn't wear that ever again.
They
wouldn't. Knowing that you wouldn't fit in.
No, that sounds fucked up, but yes, like, someone that hid it in there.
No, there's no
like,
way.
Like, imagine this. Imagine this. You're working it out, right? You're with Dodo. Someone walks in. Oh, fuck, where did I put this? Oh, they put it in the closet in Hero's closet, pocket in his letterman. They never used because it's fucking small. No one's going to check there.
I doubt it.
I think someone was hiding because they used it.
Hero. Well, obviously, nobody.
No one knows going to admit to it.
But wait, was it opened?
Yes, it's just a plastic.
Okay, then it was used then, Hero. Someone in your family used that dildo.
No.
Yes.
No.
I am convinced that someone was trying to hide it in there.
They wouldn't have hit it there.
Hero, they knew you wouldn't wear a jacket ever again. There was no reason for you to wear that jacket.
They wouldn't have hit it
there. There was no reason for you to wear a jacket in the first place.
It would be a weird place to hide it, yeah.
It's
but just also, how could you, like, forget it?
Yeah, well...
It doesn't make sense.
Well, who would put a dildo in your pocket, Hero?
Someone,
I mean,
as a joke,
also, put it who there. Wouldn't be afraid to admit it out of your friends if they... did it as a joke.
I think I would have taken responsibility if you actually did it.
I promise you I didn't do it. Because
I
am fessing up to you right now that I got you the vibrator and that was it.
No, I remember the vibrator.
That's what I thought you meant.
It was a little pink. No, this was a big dildo like this big.
No, dude, that wasn't me.
That's pretty average.
Me personally, because I wouldn't spend money on a dildo like that. I wouldn't spend money on a prank? Yeah, for a prank like that.
Was it detailed?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It's circumcised.
Aved? Nah, let me see it.
Remind me what that is.
Nah, for real, it wasn't me, I promise. Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, what
the? Why would it be Dario and Omar, though?
We'll post whoever did it right now.
No, I don't know who did it. It's because, the last time I wore my letterman was in high school, so it was...
We wouldn't have the balls to buy it back then.
Okay, but like, letterman was your senior year, right? 2013.
Yeah.
So you're saying someone put a dildo in 2013 and it's been there ever since. From the last time you wore it.
It just doesn't make sense for anybody to hide it there if they were using it.
But at the same time, it's like this is the greatest mystery of our lives. To figure out who put a dildo in Hero's pocket.
We'll let you know next episode.
There's no way.
When they put it down.
I don't know. I'm saying none of us would have had the balls to go buy one.
I don't know. I wouldn't go to the store and be like, yeah, I want to buy a dildo.
Plus, we would have been because in high
school
still.
Because that made me look gay. If I go to a store and be like, oh, can I buy a dildo? They're not going to care the reason
why. The vibrator wasn't weird, though?
No, though, I didn't buy a vibrator.
Oh.
So, fun fact. I know we're on a tangent, but to go off of the vibrator, I had a gay friend. And he had bought a vibrator for his friend that was a girl, but she didn't want it. So it was still in the package and everything. Like, I'm gonna throw it away. I'm like, oh, let me take it so I can prank Hero. And then that's how it happened.
So was it used?
No, it was still in the package. Oh, I'm talking about the dildo. Or the
vibrator. I don't know if it was used.
No, I was talking about the vibrator.
No, it was still in the pack. It was on the plastic and everything. It was still packaged.
I don't want this.
Anyways, so that's going to be the greatest mystery of Hero and the show, though.
It really is. I don't...
Because there's no way a prank will have lasted 10 years, 11 years.
I don't know.
Someone had to have to use it and put it in there. No, you wore it in college.
I did?
You did wear it in college.
So I took my letterman, too?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Call Dario right now.
That makes me think it's a prank.
But from who? Who do you know is brave enough to buy a dildo?
My first guess was you and Dario because y'all got me the vibrator.
Well, first of all, I got you the vibrator. Don't be sharing the credit here. Okay. That was my prank,
all
right?
But
well, first of all, he didn't even buy it.
First of all, I didn't even buy it.
Okay, well.
You just got it.
You got it for and then, me. And then that's the only reason why I thought it was you.
No, and I don't think it was Dario either because literally in college, me and Dario would go everywhere together. As far as like going to Corpus or going over here, over there.
So it's me, Dario, and then
everyone. It literally had to be like he went home without me one time and then he caught the dildo. But I've never seen him like go in your room.
That's way too intricate.
There's like no.
I don't know.
And because we live together, I've never.
What about your like? I was gonna say sorority or fraternity.
I didn't have my Letterman. Like I never wore it like that.
It wasn't like your previous roommates. Either one of them. Possibly. I feel like one of your roommates before would have done it. I feel like.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she was like, I want to put this, or he. I put this in your pocket and shut up. All right? Go do your sister over there or something. God. I'm tired of you. They're probably like, let me get here real good. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to put this dildo in there. I'm going to use it first and then put it in there. Right? So it can slip in. Right? Not like just... Right, and then I don't know.
Can we just get
back? So controversy, celebrities. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. We'll go ahead and do two more, and then we'll call it with that.
We're cutting all that off, right?
No. Would you? That's good. That's like good content.
We're cutting everything else.
we're specifically leaving that part in there, and that's it.
Leave it as bonus content at the end.